Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, if you're listening to the Daily Migs Morning Show this morning, you may have heard them chatting with one Jameson Turner. So who is Jameson Turner? Well, Jameson Turner is currently the envy of every Seattle Mariners fan on earth. You see, he was one of the 41,525 fans at Comerica Park last night when the Mariners beat the Detroit Tigers. Now, he was also wearing a shirt that said, quote, dump 61 here. A little tongue-in-cheek request that, you know, catcher Cal Riley not only hit his 61st home run of the season, but that he hits it to him. And as luck would have it, the big dumper hit home run 61. And Turner freaking caught it. I mean, it's just about as serendipitous as a thing can be. But anyway, we think that qualifies as a once-in-a-lifetime deal. Now, unfortunately, not every once-in-a-lifetime deal is so awesome. We told you earlier this week about a marine biologist who'd been studying sharks for the last 30 years. Well, last week, that marine biologist got their head stuck in a shark's mouth for the first time. Yeah, that's right. 27 tooth bites to the face. Yay. They did survive, but they said probably won't happen again. Hopefully. Or we had the story of the skydiving instructor who fell to their death on their student's first skydive. Now, the student survived, but the student did say that their first skydive would also be their last skydive. That way, they are making sure that it will, in fact, be a once-in-a-lifetime experience. And as you probably piece together, that's what we're talking about today. Once-in-a-lifetime experiences, man. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad, but either way, you know it ain't going to happen again. So today, our question, brought to you by our friends at Advanced Hair Restoration, is good or bad? What was your once-in-a-lifetime experience?
To be a part of the big show, call 206-803-ROCK. Like the Men's Room on Facebook, follow us on X and Instagram at Men's Room Live. Send your emails to the Men's Room at KISW.com. And now watch the show live on YouTube at KISW Rock.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Oh, but Charles, away we go. Welcome to the 20th anniversary season, episode number 4,404. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat. Exciting return of Who Sucks Less Steve every week. I don't know how you do it. Find people in the news doing bad things.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy, man.
You bring us three stories every week. It's up to us to determine out of the three stories which one sucks the least. How are we looking this week on Who Sucks Less?
This one's more annoying. It'll make you mad, but not angry. But it's all about money. You know, frivolous lawsuits. Other people maybe read the room.
Yeah.
And sometimes a brother just wants to wipe his ass. Can a brother just wipe his ass? Exactly. It's all about money.
I don't really have to do that that much anymore now that I got that bidet.
That's true.
Yeah.
And you got whatever it is you have to take at the doctor this morning.
You need to dry up. You know, but you don't need to really...
What do you dry with?
Paper, toilet paper.
Still does use toilet paper.
Yeah. Yeah.
Does it stop? You know, sometimes you're wiping, it just feels like there's...
More and more. Just goes on.
That's
gone.
One little speck. That's it. Gotta keep wiping.
Right. That's gone.
Yeah.
Never again. Unless I'm on a road game, you know?
Yeah. Look, everybody I know that has bidets, like, it's changed my life.
Mike was telling me that the picture I put up on our Instagram page, people are fighting it.
Oh, yeah.
Like, this is disgusting. Who would do that?
That's right. Yeah, I didn't realize how polarizing the bidet could be.
Well, it shouldn't be.
Right.
It's once you use one.
2025, Thrill, everything's polarizing.
Especially on the internet. Once you use one, there's no question.
Well, there's argument as to the amount of bacteria that might be on the nozzle at some point that is then spraying up into your crevice.
Your ass is covered in bacteria because it's your ass. Your toilet seat, unless you wipe it down every time, is covered in bacteria. Your toothbrush has poop particles on it. You stick it in your mouth.
If it's
in
your
bathroom,
yes.
Don't worry about it.
Right.
He just wants to feel fresh.
That's all really
That's
was.
All, man.
That's all really was.
You think your ass is clean because you wiped your ass? Just because you don't see any more breath, you think your ass is clean. It's not.
Right, yeah, yeah.
My God, let the man have a butt spritz.
Good times.
Christ almighty.
Well, you can't put up anything on social media, as Ryan Castle would say, without a fight.
Right, and you just want to spritz your ass.
Yeah,
if it's
especially
not for you,
on Facebook.
Don't spritz it.
Mm-hmm. People just sit on Facebook all day and
God
comment to bitch and moan.
Yeah, they can't even clean his ass without getting grief.
Speaking of, KSW proudly presents Unwrapped, an acoustic holiday, December 12th at Angel of the Winds Arena in Everett. Brent Smith and Zach Myers from Shinedown, The Pretty Reckless, Daughtry, Hollywood Undead.
Daughtry.
And Mammoth, all taking the stage.
So you're stuck in that who mode.
What's that? Daughtry?
Daughtry.
Yeah, Daughtry. Tickets on sale now as far as the pre-sale goes. If you're a Rockaholic member, you've got the pre-sale code.
Take advantage of it. We found out today they are selling very, very well.
But Castle was saying that earlier. He's like, look, we put on shows all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as we announce, it could be 3 days, 30 bands. And people are like, oh, that sucks.
I don't like this band.
On social media. Oh, this is terrible. Who would go see that?
Yeah, exactly.
And as Ryan would say, you know what? I'm glad you're not coming.
Because you sound like a good time.
You sound like a good time. But either way, he said that he's not getting any of that heat.
No.
From this show.
And hence, the tickets are selling briskly. And again, this is the pre-sale. So they are going quick, man.
They are. But the regular general admission tickets go on sale this Friday morning at 10 a.m. All the details are at KISW.com.
What you watching there, bud? I just see a raccoon on
I don't know. It's something on Instagram.
It got body slammed onto a sofa and bounces. I'm just curious.
He's enjoying it.
It's on loop.
It's good times.
So I just figured I would ask because it's a little distracting. I'm watching.
I think they just
guy.
Keep doing the same thing every time.
Just watch, okay? It's so dumb. All right, so there's that part. That's toward the end, I'm guessing. Okay, here we go.
Oh,
boom. Wow. Yeah. But he likes it. Let's do it again.
Well, I thought you were calling me out.
No.
Nothing.
Yes. Oh, damn, guilty?
I know.
What are you watching over there?
Nothing.
Good or bad, what was your once-in-a-lifetime experience? We've all had good ones. We've had bad ones.
Yeah, for sure, man.
That's what makes life entertaining. Somewhere you go, oh, my God, I cannot believe that happened. Others go, oh, my God, I cannot believe that happened.
Uh-huh.
In a bad way. I got hit by lightning. Oh, my God, I cannot believe that happened. You fell off a balcony. That's not good.
Not good.
Once-in-a-lifetime experience.
Yeah. Hopefully.
Hopefully.
That's the thing. Hopefully. Yeah.
You almost bled out going through a slider door. Yeah. Not good.
Not good.
Yeah.
Hopefully the one and only time I do that. But I've done it.
And to piggyback on the falling off the balcony, right? I got 12 staples taken out of my head, right?
Yeah.
It was supposed to be a week, but I had to fly back east for a few. A wedding.
Oh, same difference.
I know.
It is.
It's just one
I used to confuse it all the time.
One extra guest.
Yeah.
So when they're taking the staples out, they're like, you're supposed to leave these in for another day. I said, I know, but I got to get on a plane. I got to be in this wedding. And the doctor said, I'll take them out. Just don't hurt your head this weekend.
Right.
It's a doc. I did. Come on. Like, I'm not taking any chances. On the way to the rehearsal, we got in a car accident. And my head bonked on the side of the
road. Are you serious?
No way. Oh, yeah.
Is that the Uber that you got in a crash with?
No. That was just Bernie driving.
Oh,
Jesus. Yeah. Somebody just made a left where they shouldn't have. And then, like, literally, I mean, my head just hit it. So he was like,
Jesus.
And it's just me, him, and his now wife. And they're like, are you okay? And I'm like, I am, but man.
how many headers can you take in a short period of time?
I mean, I have, what, 6 or 7 confirmed concussions? But you're right. Like, that one, I'm like, I was kind of freaking out. Like, did I just get another one?
Like, that's
right.
Why they take Tua out of the game. You know, that's why he doesn't play the next week.
Right, I didn't get 2 weeks off.
Right.
They didn't even take me to the tent.
Nothing. You know, most people just go in there to pee.
Well, Oregon has both.
They have a pee tent and a checkout tent?
Yeah, the pee tent more stands. It's shown up on a few college game sidelines.
Why wouldn't you just make them look the same? I'm just saying, like, you just see a player, like, run off and sprint into the blue tent. You're like, man, I wonder what's wrong with him. It's like, there's nothing wrong with him. He has to go to the bathroom. That's all.
Well, you know.
But they kind of let it go. But I feel like if they're following me and they know I'm going into the pee tent, well, now it's a conversation they're just going to have about
the pee tent is a little more just, you, the camera shouldn't be, you just walk over and literally pull it up, do your business, pull it back down.
The camera shouldn't be there, but that doesn't mean they're not.
Well, look, I'll just say.
Who was picking his nose? It was Jim Harbaugh.
Yeah.
They're talking about the Chargers game, right? And they're talking about the coaches. And like anything, he's standing on the sideline. But when the camera hits him, he's knuckle deep in his nose. Like, he's digging for something. It wasn't like a little thing in the corner. And I'm just like, get the camera off of him because I just didn't want him to put his finger in his mouth.
Couple things. If you watch our show on YouTube, you're not going to hear anything. It won't be dumped. So if someone cusses, it will be on YouTube. You'll also be able to see us.
Sure.
If we pick our nose. I might have to Reggie White it out of here at any moment during the show today.
You got
to
go.
I mean, you'll be able to see that. So we're at KISW Rock. And when you get there, subscribe to our channel. Also, give us a like there, if you could. Smash the like burger.
Smash our like burger.
Yeah, give us a thumbs up there. But you'll see that live as well. I'm going to run out of here like Reggie. You don't know what's happening. The announcers didn't know. Reggie just fired off down toward the tunnel.
We'll keep an eye on it. That's what made it worse.
And he was gone.
To me, if you're a lineman, the only reason you go to the tunnel is you got to take a number two.
Yeah, that was his whole thing. Yeah. And he even said he had diarrhea, man. So he's like, look, I had to go.
Right, because I think a lot, not that I have heard rumors that sometimes linemen don't mind peeing their pants during the game just to annoy the other linemen.
Oh, sure.
I believe that. Speaking of sports, our question is kind of all about this guy. Daily Mix Morning Show, they hunted this guy down, found him, and he was on this morning.
Yeah, good.
So if you check out the podcast, you can hear one, what's his
Jameson...
name? Jameson, what the hell's his name?
Taylor and Trent?
Taylor. Oh, Turner.
Turner.
Jason. Yeah, I should have brought mine.
Right. Lives in Vegas now, but he's from here.
Oh, yeah. Here we go. Jameson Turner, the man who caught Cal's big playoff home run. Did you guys see this live last night?
I did not see it live.
The place erupted when this happened. Not only because of his home run, but then of the realization of who caught this ball.
And the shirt he's wearing, yeah.
Yes, exactly. And as they say from Como, some things are just meant to be. And we take this from Como 4's website. Before Tuesday's Game 3 with the Mariners and Tigers was even in a rain delay, they say Como videographer Doug Pigsley and I noticed a fan wearing a unique shirt in the stands. Some of it just taking in the ballpark as if he knew something special was coming because the shirt said, dump 61 here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You should also know that he brought another shirt with him.
Yeah.
That says dump 62 here in case he hit it anywhere else and he would have another chance at it.
All right. So here's the discussion because I stopped at a bar very quickly to watch the last few innings. Shout out to MCTP for waiting to tape the podcast. We were like, how many more shirts do you think he's got? You think he had 63 of them?
Two, maybe.
I would. Maybe you?
Wear one, bring two.
I don't know. I just saw the interview after the game. Unfortunately, I didn't hear it on the morning show, but he was like, he's talking like the media scrum. And then at one point, they're just like, so you made the shirt? You had them made. He's like, I made them. This is very awkward for me.
This whole experience.
Well, just because you forget it. There's just like 10 microphones in front of him. He's like,
I just made the shirt. And the ball came right to me. It's like hitting the lottery.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a once-in-a-lifetime moment.
Well, and it bounced.
Yeah.
That's what's crazy.
Right up to him. I mean, like square in the chest.
Yeah.
Right where the stuff was written. It was nuts. And then Cal did just that. Out of 41,525 fans at the ballpark, somehow, that 61st home run was hit or dumped right to Jameson Turner.
Uh-huh.
Which is amazing. The most unlikely of scenarios, they say, came true. I'm still in shock, he said. Cal met Turner after the game, gave him a signed bat, because that's the first-class person that Raleigh is, they say. Jameson said he was born in Longview, but has lived in Las Vegas for the last 25 years.
Damn.
I wonder what smells worse, Longview or the smell of the sewer sometime in Vegas?
Longview.
Longview.
Longview?
Yeah.
It's consistent.
How long has he been in Vegas?
25 years.
There you go.
All the while, the always loving his Mariners, he got to meet his folk hero, who magically hit that home run ball right to him. Of course, Turner was happy to show everybody what was under the 61 shirt, one that said, dump 62 here. And guess what? He is back in the crowd today for Game 4. I believe Major League Baseball, is that what you said, Ted, brought invited him back?
I think it was Castle might have said that.
Oh, yeah, I'm not sure.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I just saw him, afterwards. He was just doing, like, the media scrum and everything. Because, I mean, even, like, Detroit media was like, this is unbelievable.
Yeah,
guy's
still
wearing the shirt. Right. And then the ball got hit to him.
Unbelievable. Yeah, that's crazy. So our question today, good or bad, what was your once-in-a-lifetime experience? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Cheyenne. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola. Before you get started, Cheyenne, congratulations to the Jaguars.
Thank you very much, sir. And like I said before, or like in the pre-show, like, I love you, Seattle, but the Hawks got to go down this weekend. So, yeah.
Are they playing Jacksonville this weekend?
10 a.m. Yeah,
10 a.m.
That's Jesus. Yeah. I didn't even realize that. Mm-hmm. Okay. By the way, another side note, Cheyenne, I said Cameron's caught Jim Harbaugh digging deep in his nose. It was not Jim Harbaugh. It was your boy, Trevor Lawrence.
That's an awfully big nose.
He has a very big nose.
He's got big fingers.
Tell me you didn't see. Dude, they're talking about him. So he is square under TV screen. Obviously, he doesn't know it. And I'm telling you, he's a knuckle deep in that big-ass schnoz.
I bet he's deeper than that.
Digging at something.
He's got an Easter Island size. I mean, I got a big nose. But he looks like the Easter Island people, doesn't he?
The Wagon.
He really does.
Hey,
he's got a lot of head.
He's got a different look to him. He's got like a Marjorie Taylor Greene look. Like, what are you, like half Cro-Magnon?
It's like if Marjorie Taylor Greene and Fabio had an ugly child, that'd be Trevor Lawrence.
Exactly.
Okay, well, my story goes, I was in a horror movie back in the early 2000s. I was an extra, but I was like the first person you see in it, so that was pretty cool.
Do you live?
No.
I did. It was actually like, I was protesting a death on some courthouse steps, so thankfully I didn't get slaughtered or anything like that.
What was the movie?
It was a movie called Imprint. It was made in 2007. If you guys want, because it's free to watch, I can send the link. But
I mean, could I just go home, say it into my remote control, and you'll find the movie?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is it on Tubi?
It's on Tubi.
What is the synopsis they have for this, Mike?
A Native American attorney prosecuting a Lakota teen in controversial murder trial returns to the reservation to say goodbye to her dying father.
So did you get this gig because you're Native?
No, there was just a casting call, and I went down for it and ended up like making a whole bunch of noise during the scene, and they end up sticking a camera in my
face. I don't want to make you feel bad.
But he's going to.
But I'm going to, all right? The Ted Smith was covered in fake blood with a topless woman in bed for a horror movie.
Correct.
So whatever happened to you, he wins.
He got boobs.
You're on a courthouse. No, nobody cares. Ted's in bed covered in blood with a topless woman.
And all I do is stab myself.
Yeah,
I can't argue with that.
Yes.
It would have made it so much better if you could approach this with a topless woman. Then we'd be like, okay.
And the makeup made it look like she was dead. She was not. They were quite lovely.
And like most things in movies, it takes a while to shoot this stuff.
Did she cover up between scenes, or was she just kind of...
That's active, baby, no.
Oh, really?
So how did you act like you weren't looking at her the entire time?
Knowing damn well you were.
Well, I was supposed to.
Wait, in your scene, you're supposed to be looking at her boobs?
Yeah, I'm looking at her, then I'm arguing with myself. And, you know, sometimes you flub up a line, but she was a total pro.
What did you say? It's awfully nipply in here?
I didn't address it. I thought it was better just like, she knows her boobs are out. I know they're out. We don't need to address it.
But could you not? Look at them?
Nobody is supposed to look at them.
Well, there were certain parts where I was supposed to.
I know that. But, I mean, during, like, okay.
Between scenes.
Yeah,
between
scenes. Now, how do you stop?
I am a true actor. Some call me a thespian. That's how Miles.
All right.
I would have been like, I'm a true actor, but we were popping
in to see you, make sure you were okay.
Yeah.
It was like we were walking in.
How you doing in here,
Ted? We were walking in the back of the beauty pageant, so to speak. You know, those people.
Yeah. Well, that was the other. You guys shot your scenes. I was waiting around all day.
I would have traded with you. Yeah. I mean, honestly, like, I just got to stare at Ben and Miles, right? And watch a guy get his head blown off.
That was me.
At least, were you the one who got your head?
Yeah.
Oh, that was you who got your head
blown
off.
That was weird.
It is weird.
They pack a bladder. They have an air compressor, right? And they snake this tube up the side of your head.
Yeah.
They're shooting you from one side, but the tube's over your ear on the other. So you don't really have access to that. So Ben puts the gun in my face, pulls the trigger at the same point in time. I'm supposed to snap my head back. As I do, they've got this tube jammed with, like, animal crap.
Yeah, it's like blood and guts.
Guts and all this stuff. But you can feel a pump, and it actually does whip your head back. It goes, thump, and all this crap just shoots back onto the wall behind you. But you got to act like you're dead. You can't turn around and go, cool, man. You know what I mean? Like, because that's not real. You actually got to act like you're dead.
That's a tough thing to do.
Because you want to see that. Once you feel it, like.
Don't worry. They caught it on camera, so you can.
What the hell just happened?
Trust me, the scariest thing was having to spar Tommy, the director.
Oh, God, yeah. I can believe that.
Good or bad, what was your once-in-a-lifetime experience? 206-803-ROCK.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Will Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. From the Pinkies Plumbing Studio, you're in the men's room. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK.
Our question, good or bad, what was your once-in-a-lifetime experience? 206-803-ROCK. Couple of the comments here. Guys, flying a plane. There was an aviation thing where I got to go up in a plane. What I did not know was I actually would have a chance to be flying it.
Pilot dropped dead.
Yes, truly a breathtaking experience. 100% recommended.
I would
love to try that.
Me too. Like I said, it's landing a plane where, like, count me out. But flying it while we're up in the air, absolutely.
Well, not only that, but I could do a flight simulator first.
Sure.
Kind of feel somewhat comfortable on where things are located, maybe, and how it's
below you.
You know how you're supposed to do it.
Right.
Like, look, when I was a kid, there was a video game called Knight Rider.
Yeah, right? I remember.
On Atari. And he had a little steering wheel. All right. Might not have been the greatest training tool in the world, but I got behind the wheel of a car for the first time. I'm like, I've done go-karts. I've done Knight Rider. Like, I got the basic concept of how to do this. So I think, like, with a flight simulator, a couple times, two or three times.
But with the flight simulator.
With an actual instructor telling you what to do, if you just listen.
But the only hard part, again, is taking off, which is the easier of the two dangerous parts, and landing. So, in a flight simulator, everybody does great in the air. I did a barrel roll. Cool. When it's time to land, that's where the percentage starts to drop.
I bring it up every time. On the original Nintendo, there was a Top Gun game.
So you can fly a fighter jet.
I never landed.
Right, right.
But I could shoot down other planes.
You could fly it.
But you had to get back, and that was the issue. You could never advance.
So every flight you went on was a suicide mission.
Basically,
just
yes.
Because yeah. He can't, like, hey, man,
but I wasn't,
he's an ace pilot, but he can't land this bitch.
But I wasn't planning on it. I thought I was going to land. Right. Now, like, there's a difference. Yeah. So, like, kamikaze pilots, like, they took an oath, and they're like,
I understand.
We're going to die on purpose. Yeah. I was just bad at landing.
You're what we call the accidental kamikaze.
Yeah, which is not a good term.
Now, I know, like, no, he did not smash his plane at your headquarters. He was trying to land, believe it or not.
I know for a fact Mike read this, but did you guys know why... When you take off in an airplane, commercial airplane, if you can get out these days.
Yeah.
And when you land, do you know why they dim the cabin lights?
I read this a while ago, but I don't remember.
Okay. So this is probably more of the bad, okay?
Yeah.
So the reason that they dim the cabin lights and ask you to put the...
Pull down the shades.
Okay, there's a couple reasons, all right? Number one, what you can see outside of the window in the event of an emergency.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So when you land and when you take off, those are more than likely... The highest percentage of times with bad
something's going to go wrong. Yeah.
The reason they dim the lights in the cabin is so in the event of a catastrophe, when the power goes out in the plane, the lights that are on will shut off and your eyes will need to adjust.
Okay.
If it's dark when you take off and dark when you land, when you crash the plane, your eyes will already be adjusted and you will be able to, if you can escape the plane, mm-hmm. have a better chance of finding your way out.
Didn't they think, though, that you don't need to do that because when it bursts into flames, the illumination from the fire should help guide you?
Well, you would hope so.
To your nearest
exit. I mean, that would be my hope.
I never pulled down my shade, by the way. Look, they control the lights, so yeah. they did the light. I get, but I always have the shade up.
We gotta see. You gotta watch it happen.
The whole and look. I mean, look. If it burst into flames, if there's a gremlin, if we hit a bird, like I'm gonna find out one way or another. But I have no problem with seeing it.
I'm with you, and I rarely sit in a window, but I feel like the only time I really close the shade is if we're landing somewhere warm.
Yeah, that's about it.
It does get hot. And when you're sitting there on the runway or whatever, just waiting to taxi.
Yeah, I won't lie. I flew back this year from the East Coast on July 4th.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of awesome. Every time you go over a big city.
Fireworks everywhere?
Yeah, you could see all the fireworks.
Well, like Chicago or whatever the flight pattern was.
Oh, God, no. Miles, you know me and flights. We had to fly through Texas because there's a big storm. Boston.
Did you?
Oh, yes.
From Boston? God. Did you fly into Houston?
We didn't
over. What a POS
airport.
But
we had to fly down through Texas. They're like, there was a big storm out there.
Wow.
So for most of the flight, we have the things up and everybody's like, I've never seen a storm that big. But then, yeah, we went over like Colorado Springs or something. You could see their fireworks. And then as we were landing, it was only like 10:15.
So we're just getting started here. Right?
Right. So the main fireworks were over, but like all over Burien and White Center, you could just see all the fireworks going on. It was pretty cool.
That's cool.
That's cool.
Here's another one. A friend and I decided to go check out a bowling alley down the road from a place I lived at the time. Walked in there. Who was bowling? Green Day. It was us and Green Day. We ended up spending the night just having drinks, bowling, and chatting with them and the road crew.
That's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool.
I mean, I didn't tell them, like, dude, I really don't enjoy your band, but you seem like decent guys.
Yep. I watched my buddy bowl a 300 game. Sanctioned 300 bowling in a tournament in college. He was my roommate.
Right.
But to watch someone actually do it. I mean, it's kind of like a no-hitter.
I was going to say, can you say anything to him? Or?
Like even the other teams in the Big East, everyone kind of started to migrate down the lanes. Like when the game, when they could be practicing for their next match, whatever, but everyone's just, then the next thing you know, man, it's like.
Everyone's watching his ass.
And that's the weird thing about it. Like even when you play golf, the last thing you want to do is have 55 people behind you when you're teeing off.
Yeah.
You could be just fine by yourself. But when you start by yourself, I think he was bowling against the guy from Pitt. But, I mean, even the Pitt team, everybody's coming.
Yeah.
And this guy didn't have a chance against Rozak, but Joe was just on fire. And so, you know, we've got pitchers of beer. He's bowling his ass off and, like, just coming down to the 10th frame. And it's like, come on, man.
Right, don't mess
come
it up now.
Come on, man. Because there's one thing to walk into a bowling alley and roll a 300. There's another thing to roll a sanctioned one.
Correct.
Yeah, so, absolutely.
Like, you know, like anything else. I mean, we could go to the softball field right now and hit a home run. There's a difference when you hit
nobody
one.
Cares.
Hit one in a game. You know?
nobody cares.
Nobody cares.
Right. But at a game, everybody cares.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, let's see. Got caught in an avalanche while skiing and managed to survive by slamming my skis against a tree. After I got over the shock of being alive, I realized that my coat was pierced by a tree branch. If it had been a centimeter or two longer, that would have gone straight into my lung.
Jesus. Once in a lifetime. Yeah.
Scuba diving with a manta ray. 30 minutes floating and watching. Absolutely unforgettable. Graceful.
That's pretty cool.
I wouldn't. Scuba diving is one of those things where
No. I mean, listen, I can watch
you
it on
give
TV.
It a try.
And it is beautiful. Look, dude, I don't want to be in water deep enough that I need scuba gear. You follow me? So once you get to the point like, hey, if we're going to go out this deep, you need scuba gear, then I would say then I will gladly stay on the boat.
Well, the problem, have you snorkeled before?
I've snorkeled before.
All right.
And so I did it in the Bahamas, and at the age that I did it, I was 14 or 15, I did not know what the continental shelf was. I had heard of it.
Yeah.
But it is literally what it says. So
it just drops the hell off.
The water, it's all like 4-5 feet deep, and you're talking half a mile out. So snorkeling was cool. The water's crystal clear. And it's stupid, but in my head, I did not understand why, as I kind of looked in the ocean horizon, it just got black.
It's black and it's dark.
I swam past, I guess, the edge of the continental shelf. And so you're just looking down, and I realized, oh, my God, it went from like 5 feet to however many hundreds of feet right there. I swam right back and said, nope.
The temperature of the water changes by about 10 to 15 degrees.
It's instant.
And there's a current that goes through there. Oh, yeah. So when you get out into it, you feel like you're in the abyss, and you don't realize how quickly
you are.
That's taking
you're looking you. Into. You it's went almost, from looking at white sand into the pits of hell. The temperature drops, and I'm like, I don't quite understand what I'm seeing, but I know that I don't want to be here.
I think if you snorkel from the beach and you go into a cove or whatever, you have a general sense of where you are.
Sure.
And you know where the beach is. You know it's behind you, so you can kind of see everything in front of you.
But the ocean is not like that.
Now, when they drop you off in a boat in the middle of the ocean and you start doing this, you realize that you can't see 360.
No.
So the stuff that's behind you, that's what freaks me out, is the fact that you just don't have the peripheral vision to know everything that's coming around you.
Exactly.
And where it's coming from. And that's why, like, that open water stuff, which I did in Hawaii, it was kind of freaky because you go like, well, there's a baby shark. And then you wonder, well, like most animals, do the parents hang around?
I mean, right.
Or do they let them go at a certain point? Or where is mom?
You realize what
where's
you don't
mom?
Know.
Where's dad?
If I see a cub bear, I know mama's close.
That is correct.
Right? So I will take precautions. Right. You see a baby shark, like, do they hang out with their moms? If they do, am I going to die? Do they hang out with their moms?
I don't know. Sharks are more like humans. Sometimes those baby ones just run off.
Maybe.
They could. Like, the hell with us, I'm out.
But, like, when I live in Capitol Hill in the summertime, right, there's a lot of tourists that would go up to Capitol Hill.
Sure.
The amount of times just walking around my neighborhood where I had to be, like, a offensive lineman and block a small child just sprinting down the street, it was countless.
But here's the
thing. Are you serious?
Were their parents not looking for
them? The parents were that you could see. You're right. You could see
the
parents.
That's my point with the baby shark. Baby shark may run off, but that tells me that mama's looking for the shark that's run off.
You're right. Anytime you see a toddler just sprinting, you kind of go, all right, little fellow. Right? Like, you don't touch it. Let's say it's like pass blocking. Like, all right. Yeah. And you're like looking, like, where are these parents?
Like, come on.
I saw my ex-wife. This was in the Dominican. We're on a wall, kind of like you said. We're everything just drops.
Yeah.
And I turn the corner and I see her, and she's about 15 feet down. She's swam competitively her entire life, so she's a pretty strong swimmer, and she can dive and all that crap. So she's pretty deep. I'm about 10 feet. She's about 15. And that's about my limit on my ears, my head, just water pressure in general, feeling comfortable holding my breath, being that low. So I turn the corner, and I look at her, and I swear to God, it looked like prairie dogs coming out the side of this wall. It was like whack-a-mole.
Yeah.
Just you'd see this thing pop out from a different place. So we go to the surface, and she goes, hey, check this out. This fish is smiling at me.
Jesus Christ.
So I'm like, what
fish
are you talking
don't
about?
Smile. They she's just,
like,
they
she's
don't
like,
smile.
She's like, just come down here and check this out. And I'm like, all right. So I go down there, and I look into this hole, and I'm staring in the face of a moray eel, which I can very easily identify.
Yes!
They're huge. They're green. They've got a million teeth in them. And she thinks this is a fish. And I grabbed
and she thinks it's smiling.
I grabbed her freaking arm, and I started swimming as fast as I can away from that wall because they were popping out about 5-6 feet.
Yeah.
That's how they hunt. They hide, and anytime a fish goes by or something they want to bite, they pop the hell out, grab the damn thing, and shoot back in their hole. And I'm like, oh, my God. And she's like, what is wrong? What is wrong? I'm like, it's a moray eel. So we get to the shore. Someone is actually fishing, and they've caught a moray eel.
All right.
Apparently, they're tasty. So I've never had a saltwater eel. But anyway. So
you like eel.
I like unagi, but that's...
Right, that's a freshwater eel.
So I don't know what saltwater eels
don't know, tastes like, never seen it on the menu before. But she looked in that bucket. He had a 5-gallon bucket. We had all this crap, and I was like, that's what you were looking at. She's like, oh, my God. I was like, yes, you dumbass.
But isn't she an animal lover?
I don't.
Well, obviously.
And you thought that a fish was smiling.
I don't think she really appreciates, like, ocean life. I think she's more of a land.
Right, she was a vet tech, but, like, people don't bring in fish.
Okay, yes. No, you're right. She doesn't care about that.
They don't smile.
That was my interest growing up. I knew every kind of shark. I knew all that crap.
But they're not smiling at you. That's a, you're a grown-ass adult.
That was amazing.
If my kid said that, I go, okay, let me explain real quick. And ain't smiling at you. You
know? I mean, it's like people are like, oh, that dog's smiling. Like, that dog's going to attack
you. He is not smiling. Mm-hmm. That is not a smile.
Yeah.
He's showing his teeth.
That's
same thing with chimpanzees and the primates.
If you smile at them,
right? And think about this. So one, again, because animals don't smile, so it's not smiling at you. But if you smile at it, just the fact that you're showing your teeth, their thought is to attack. Mm-hmm. Not even I don't like you. Just like, nah, I got to attack you.
Yeah, because you're threatening me.
Which again, if I could talk to any chimp, like I promise you, I am not.
That's why I don't want to go to Russia. Isn't it like a giant faux pas to like smile at random Russians you don't know?
I don't know. Is it?
Is it?
I think so.
You fall out the window.
And I'm always just smiling.
Really?
I feel like they were just going to arrest me or beat me up.
I had another major guy fall out a window. He smiled at somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. That's why I don't go. I fell off a balcony. I don't mean accidentally falling outside a window.
We got to figure out what's going on over there at the window.
Strong gravity. Weak glass.
I'm telling you right now. They need to, like, people from Pella or Anderson go there and check it out. Good or bad, what was your once-in-a-lifetime experience? 206-803-ROCK. Hell, that Window Nation. Send them to
There you go, Russia. Window Nation.
That'll be our next commercial.
No one's died in Russia as a result of Window Nation.
I don't like them.
We don't buy Window Nation in Mother Nation.
American country.
Can't I'm not positive about the Russian thing. It's just a theory I've heard. Like, don't smile at Russians.
They don't seem like the warmest bunch.
That also sounds like something a buddy just told me, and I took it to heart. Hey, man, don't smile at Russians.
Look, man, I don't know. All right, I met a Russian dude when I was in Hawaii. This was probably like 18 years ago. The wife and I are like, hell with it, let's go to Hawaii. Go to Hawaii, could not smoke at the hotel, but they had a bench close to the beach. I would go down there and smoke. And this guy, probably about my height, but probably outweighed me by 180 pounds, all right?
He
had a bit of a beer belly, and that's it. The rest of it was just human. He's wearing a velour sweatsuit.
Was this like Dolph Lundgren or something?
He was not that good looking. This is a big, ugly Russian dude. But he has a velour sweatsuit on, all the gold chains you can imagine.
He's Russian.
You mind if I sit? Like, no. So we were just striking up a conversation. We're both choking down cigarettes. We could talk about the same topic, but his approach to it was a lot different than mine or anyone I know. Like, everything's very matter of fact, to the point that I would believe it if they said, don't randomly smile at a Russian guy. Because we would joke around about stuff and both chuckle. But even when I looked at him, he's chuckling. He's making the sound of chuckling, but he's not smiling.
You fall out the window next.
Yeah, I'm just like, all right. I guess it's just him.
Years ago in Belltown, we're at a bar.
Yeah.
And we had gotten shots. The guys next to us were clearly Russian.
All right.
Right? So, like, I think we cheers to him or something. So, you know me, the Starovia. And they're like, They buy another round. And they're like, you. I was like, yep. Australia. Then we get outside and they're speaking Russian. I go, I don't know. And they're like, we don't believe you're Russian. I'm like, I'm not. And they seemed pissed.
So you took the time to say, what, cheers in Russian.
Correct.
But you're not Russian.
I don't know if they thought it was Russian. But now that they have bought me this shot and I'm not Russian, they seem angry.
You'll fall out the window next.
What do you do? Like,
I don't know.
Buy your shot back.
I mean, literally, I just looked at my buddy and I go, we should go. Because it was like last call. Like, we couldn't get another shot. I was just like, I don't know. And like, as I tried to be like, I didn't mean to offend you. It just seemed to be pissing them off more.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
Good or bad, what was your once-in-a-lifetime experience? 206-803-ROCK.
Just say cheers next time, dude.
I know. I had to. Well, they're Russians. Nostrovia.
Now we kill him.
Right.
Hello, Aaron. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, guys.
Hola.
Okay, when I was 14, I had a house in Telluride, Colorado, and I got to hang out with the Grateful Dead.
Nice. How did you get to hang out with the Grateful Dead?
Yes, me and Jerry Garcia and everybody.
How old were you?
I had to go on stage with them when they were playing there.
How old were you? Do you remember?
14.
14. Why did you get? What did you do when you walked out on stage?
I just hung out, danced, and they were really nice guys. They were really cool.
Okay. Were they actively stoned, as you recall?
Not that I know of, but maybe they were. But Jerry Garcia was this really quiet guy. I don't know. He was like weird. Not weird quiet, but he was just really quiet.
He was probably on something. I know I shut down sometimes. Like last time.
He's probably high.
Yeah.
Well, I know offense.
I don't know. I was 14. Who the hell knows?
Well, I was going to say, that's the other thing. I've been stoned around a teenager. Like, I don't want to talk to this kid.
That's true, man.
Again, no offense.
I love talking to children when I'm stoned.
Well, but like, teenagers are in that weird realm of, like, they're sort of close to an adult, but they're not. It's like, yeah. I don't want to talk to them.
I'm pretty sure, but I don't know. I wasn't, you know, they were really nice guys. I guess they were stoned. I don't know, but they were really cool. They just hung out at my house, and then they went and played the festival.
But wait, hang on. Why were they hanging out at your house?
Yeah, who was a fan? Your mom, your dad?
My mom knew this guy, a friend of hers, and he knew the band.
He knew the band because he was a drug dealer. Okay,
I don't know.
I'm letting you understand how this game works. Okay, like, look, I know a guy. If a band comes into town, there's a guy. Okay, if you go to a different town, there's a guy. It depends on what you're looking for. There is a guy.
We got to meet a lot of bands years ago. One of the pains in the grasses, as it were, as we got a request from our boss at the time, just saying, "Hey, these three or four bands coming into town.
Call the guy.
We know you can get this. This band would like this. These other bands would like this. Can you guys do it?" And we got hooked up for them. And sure enough, we got to meet the band. We would have met them anyway, but it's a different kind of meet you.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Not, "Hey, nice to meet you, man." They're like, "Oh, are you the guy with the, like, hey, you want to come on the bus?" Like, sure do, buddy.
Mike, we told you the story about Aaron Lewis.
I've heard bits and pieces. I feel like there's a lot that's gone unsaid. I haven't heard it in its entirety.
He had a request. He just wanted some weed.
Yeah.
Okay? At that point in time, it was medical.
Yeah.
You could actually go and get weed, but most of the people didn't do
but
that.
But you need a card.
Yeah. You could just get weed. It's Seattle, right? So somebody, will say, gets him some weed, all right? He was such a D-bag. I think we cut the interview short after maybe, honestly, five. If it went 5 minutes, that would seem like a marathon. I'm pretty sure we
interviewed. It sucked. He was a complete douchebag, so we smoked his weed.
We smoked his weed.
That's the thing, is that that's universal. Like, even I remember, like, I think it was the 50th anniversary, we interviewed Jolene, and she said the same thing. Like, I've been here for bad interviews with you guys. I can't imagine. Like, I want to go back and hear how bad this interview was, to where you guys universally, like, front to back in this building, say this guy was a douche.
He was just an a-hole.
Yeah, he's a complete a-hole. And I'm like, he asked us for weed, man. So we didn't bring it up. But when he left, we're like, we're smoking that ass.
Thanks for hanging out.
Thanks for being here.
Good or bad, what was your once-in-a-lifetime experience? 206-803-ROCK.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.